All right, everybody, welcome back to the DK Show. Today we have a special episode. I'm excited to bring you inside of my world into Burn University. Burn U has a couple different tracks. There's a Burn U for new franchise partners who have never ran a Burn Bootcamp business before. There's an advanced Burn University where every 5 years we do renewals and our franchise partners come back through Burn University. And then there's also a trainer version. So this version is the net new franchise partner version. And I get to welcome them to our culture. I get to talk a little bit at a high level about what we are, what we're all about, who we are, and where we're going. So enjoy this clip. What I really want you to take from this is that when you step in front of people as a leader, like how to bring it. I think that's really what I want you to see here. And other than that, you guys, hopefully that you're having a great time here on the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and enjoy the episode. You guys are coming into the brand at a point in time where our team, the Burn operating system, the playbook, if you will, is fully baked. We got 10 years, 11 years under our belt of operating, and we know what works. We know what doesn't work, and we're really excited to be here. So I'm not gonna go into any of the Burn University stuff. What I really wanted to do was not welcome new faces and those who are here to re-up. Brody, welcome back. And this will be much different than you experienced on in the first time around. We evolve. We wake up every day trying to improve something inside of the business. And it's very important overall as an organization that we renew our information, right? Because the information that we had 5 years ago is no longer relevant, right? There's nuances that are relevant. There's things we're not going to negotiate with. But at the end of the day, today is, we're here, we're now, our feet are on the ground. Today here on December, what day is it? It's 3rd, 4th? Fifth? Fourth? Third? It's the third. That's the fourth. You're right. Sorry. Why does my phone still say Sunday? Do you see that? Isn't that wild? It literally says Sunday still. All right. Maybe it's on a different time zone. I travel a lot. So we're here right now. Where are we going? All right. Where are we going? Well, you've heard to the moon before. What that really means is that we have a long-term outlook on the business. Okay? Long-term outlook. Myself and Morgan plan to retire, if ever, if you can imagine either of us doing that, with the blue jersey on. And this is our livelihood, this is our life. Our team members, we have 90 of them here now. It's crazy to me. I remember in 2018 when we started really, we awarded 200 agreements from 2015 when we said, hey guys, we're gonna go be a national franchise. We hung this like little stupid banner up in the Huntersville gym with literal like shoestrings. I'm a shoe guy, so like I had a bunch of extra shoestrings and we just hung it up from the, it was terrible, sagging in the middle. But we awarded 80 franchise locations from that banner and from our communities here in Huntersville, Cornelius, Mooresville, Denver. Huntersville and Cornelius merged into what you see upstairs, Lake Norman. And that was 2015. 200 units in the first 18 months or locations. Those words are interchangeable. And that was one of the fastest trajectories out of the gate for any franchise in the last like 10 to 20 years. And so we had our work cut out for us, right? Because this isn't about what you can expect from us is to have a fiduciary standard. What that really means is to make sure that we do everything possible, humanly possible, within our control to make sure not only you get a return on your investment that's satisfactory, but that you get that we do everything possible to make sure that you maximize that ROI, which is different than the suitability standard. There's two different standards when it comes to contractual relationships. The fiduciary is the one you want. The suitability just means I have to do something that's pretty good for you, but I don't have to do everything that's good for you. And you can see this in the financial services world. If you go to the Bank of America and you get a financial broker run, you want a RIA, a registered investment advisor, because they have the fiduciary standard. And so that's what we have here at Burn, but that's like the lowest of the low standard. More importantly, that's the profit side, but there's this profit versus culture wind in this organization. And if you could imagine like a tightrope and we're walking across it, from one side blows the need, blows the wind for a culture, right? Passion, bleeding blue, we call it. The other side is profitability, not only to begin to keep the doors open, but in the future to make sure that you are leaving generational wealth for you and your family. And that's a very interesting rope to have to walk down, especially in this organization where there's nothing really that tangible outside of the physical body that takes a long time to be able to you know, really see. And so it really requires us to have discipline to stay on that rope. It requires us to make decisions, keeping people first, culture first, but we can't ignore a profit, and we've got to have profit be a close second, almost like a 1A and 1B rather than a 1 and a 2. So culture and profit, that's the game that we play as a Burn Bootcamp franchise owner. All right, and so this is going to be a long journey for us, okay? It's going to be a long journey every day, okay? Every day we wake up and we attack that mindset. How do we stay on the tightrope? How don't we get, we can't run our business off of passion, can we? You got to know the numbers. You got to know the numbers. I've seen some really successful locations. I won't name them because it doesn't really add to the story, but I've been to them recently and I walk in and it is the most passionate explosion of like Burn Bootcamp energy that I've ever seen, but then, you know, maybe results are just slightly above average, right? Passion can fuel, can jumpstart, can kickstart the business, but we've really got to know the numbers as well. And that's your responsibility, is like, and mine too, as partners. Listen, I'm not the upline. I'm not your chain of command. You don't look at me as like running it up the flagpole. We're a very flat organization. And that's first. Secondly, you guys and I, we're partners. You guys and your franchise business coaches, you're partners. This isn't a run it up the flagpole organization. We don't work for you. You don't work for us. We are business partners. I want to think about it that way. Who has a business partner in here in the LLC? Anybody have, you guys, the same way you guys are partners, we're your partners. Think about it that way, okay? And so, you know, we're here to help you with the cultural elements, with the profit elements. We're here to support you. But remember, at the end of the day, 92% of the revenue is yours and 8% is headquarters. That's the split. And so then at the end of that day, at the end of the day, when we look at that, we say, okay, we're going to do everything we can to give way more than 8% worth of support. Trust me, you're going to see we're trying to give way more than 8% worth of support. Now, at the end of the day, you've got to try to give more than 92 and take 100% ownership of it, because it is, at the end of the day, your business, okay? You're going to sell things, the product and service ecosystem. We're going to support it. We're going to have the playbooks here for you so that you don't run into a wall and wonder, like, what the hell am I supposed to be doing in this scenario? We've got the vast majority of things that you can run into, there's already a play for that. We've been doing this for 11 years, okay? And so there's this relationship for the first year, especially who's brand new to this. Raise your hand if you're brand new to this. There's this relationship for the first year where it's seek to understand before you're understood. Does that make sense? Go learn the playbook. If I'm an NFL quarterback, and sorry if you guys don't like sports analogies, that's all I know. If you're a quarterback, you don't just get to walk into a brand new team and start taking snaps right away. I'm good friends with Will Greer. He's an NFL quarterback. He was from around this area. We hooked up a few years ago, and he just got traded to the New England Patriots. He's not even allowed to put his uniform on for the first couple weeks until you learn the playbook. He's got to learn the playbook. So learn the playbook, right? Spend a solid year learning the playbook. This week, you're going to get a lot of information. There's going to be a lot. We're going to help you prioritize the information too, so that you know, depending on your situation, kind of write what to do as you leave. For some of you that have been here for a while, it's going to be the Burn operating system and a nuanced piece of that. For some of you that are just getting opening in a new state, like in Nebraska, you know, you're going to have a lot of information here. And our goal is to not leave you on an island once you leave, and to be able to partner with you and support you. So as you're here, part of that profit and part of that culture where the rubber meets the road for the two is the connection between you and the team and you and each other. So you shouldn't end this week without having everyone's number in here and without building a deep relationship to some extent. And also be out in the office and get to know your FBC and get to know if you're opening your construction and design specialist in Amy. Get to know the people that are here that are supporting you. You're going to have, you're going to see, I don't know exactly how many, but a dozen or more of our leaders up in front of you this whole week, breaking down the business, right? The Burn operating system from the most important elements, annual planning, all the way down to like onboarding processes for hiring and firing and things like that. So I'm just trying to frame up a little bit the relationship that we have, because as we move forward as business partners, not as you reporting into headquarters, that's not how it works, right? As business partners, we've got to define the championship culture together and continue to set those standards higher and higher and higher. The great thing about a championship culture is mediocrity isn't allowed to exist. What do I mean by that? I mean that you might have heard Nick Saban, a famous football coach, say this somewhere, that ambitious people and mediocre people will never get along in an organization, because the ambitious people are too over the top for the mediocre people, and the mediocre people are too lazy for the ambitious people, right? And so in a championship culture, we're here. We, as an organization, we, as a franchise partner group, we've got to protect that with everything that we have. We've got to protect the championship culture. So what does that mean? That means that I have a standard here for my team, and they have a standard for their teams, and that you guys have that same standard for your own team, that nobody is allowed on our roster being a part of this organization wearing this jersey that doesn't uphold the core values. Number one is people first. Number one's people first. Protect your culture. Protect your team. Protect the brand. The biggest mistake I see franchise partners make is hiring people just to hire people. Hiring people just because you have a spot that needs to be filled. And that spot that needs to be filled is such an important spot, especially if it's front-facing burn ambassador, trainer, or front-facing child watch. Those three places, the door in our gyms, the floor, and child watch, that is the big three. Okay, those people need to be rock stars. And if they're not rock stars, then you fill the seat until you find somebody who is a rock star. And that's the sacrifice that we have to make. When I was first coming up in this at Huntersville, in order to grow the Huntersville gym, we had to hire burn ambassadors for the very first time. We didn't have burn ambassadors for the first 2 years of the business. I was selling retail as I was counting down on the mic, as I was opening the door for somebody in a blue carpet experience, as you know, and I dropped a lot of balls doing it that way. And so we pulled in a burn ambassador, and I didn't hire somebody for like 3 months, even though I was drowning, because I knew this person I needed to bring in needed to have a partnership mentality. They had to have a championship mindset. And if they didn't, if they weren't hungry, they didn't want to grow, then I couldn't have them on my team. And as an owner, I would have to make the sacrifice, right? The hard sacrifices that we are going to make as franchise owners, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, that time away from your family, right? The long hours that you have to put in when somebody just feels like they want to quit on a Tuesday because their right pinky hurts, then you got to go to the gym and you got to go fill in if that's the case and you're really early on. Now, if you're doing that and you're a year and a half in, then you're doing something wrong, because you should have your pipeline built and you should always be recruiting. And so I'm not going to go too deep, but I'm just trying to give you a couple nuances, a couple thoughts on kind of what's expected to you and to us. It's to be a good teammate, right? In a championship culture, being a good teammate to one another, being a good teammate into HQ. We make mistakes. We're human. We're going to make mistakes, right? We're going to have problems. Our goal is to make less mistakes and get better quality problems. It's not to eliminate mistakes and problems, right? And so give us a little grace too as we're going through this. And remember, as business partners, you guys are all going to have my number if you don't have it already. As business partners, there's no like, leave Devin alone because he's busy. Like, this is what I do. If you're not texting me, I'm wondering if you're bought in or not. But if you hear that, people, and I'll even say this like a year later, and people will be like, I didn't want to text you because you were like, because you're like busy. I'm like, okay, that's, you weren't paying, either you're not paying attention or you don't give a shit, one of the two. Because I'll say it again. If you're not communicating with me, then I'm assuming that you're not bought in, right? Now, please don't blow me up every day, right? But I want to know when things that are good go well. I want to know when there's bad things. I want to know when you're having a struggle. I want to know what your desires, what your challenges are. I want to know, hey, when you decide that your son is going to come be a burn boot camp trainer for the first time, I want to know those things, right? The highlights, the lowlights. Because our team here at HQ, we work together to serve you. It's not just your franchise, but it's not just Dylan,
right? Dylan isn't the only support. He's just the first person that you go to that's your franchise business coach, right? And Dylan and I have a great relationship. Dylan knows that I communicate with all of our franchise partners. And if there's something great that's said about Dylan, I go tell Dylan right away. If there's an opportunity for Dylan to learn, I go tell Dylan right away, right? And we don't get fancy on highs and lows. We don't get fancy if people are like, oh, he's so good, or oh, Dylan sucks, right? We don't do that, okay? We want to grow. We're a championship culture, championship mindset. He's always going to continue to elevate his standards for the organization. So that's the how to be a good teammate, right? And we're gonna make mistakes, HQ is, and then you guys are gonna talk about it. Respect, okay? Respect is two ways. We're always going to respect you, always respect back. We're gonna get the problem solved, don't worry about that. We're not the type of organization that shoves things under the rug, okay? I'm looking for problems. My number one process in the system for me, you guys will learn about this and it should be for you too, maybe not number one, someone's gonna kill me over here if I say number one. But number one for the company overall is called the issues list. Issues list. The number one thing that I look out for is where are the problems? Success list is number two. That's important as well, but it's not more important than the actual problems that exist today. So I'm seeking the problem. Seek and you shall find. And when we find them, we're gonna conquer them. At the end of the day, this is about it. This is about us as individuals, all of us in this room, taking responsibility, taking accountability for ourselves and our business, and we're business partners, right? So I'm talking about the business as a whole. Taking responsibility for that, accountability for that, is part of a championship culture. Have you guys ever seen The Last Dance with Michael Jordan, that Netflix special? Okay, if you hadn't seen it, it's really good. It's called The Last Dance, and it talked about how tough of a teammate Michael Jordan was. When he passed the ball to his perennial all-star, Scottie Pippen, who won six championships with him, he passed him the ball, and Scottie Pippen would drop the ball, and Michael would say, hey, don't drop the ball. You drop the ball again, I'm not gonna pass it to you anymore, right? That's called accountability. He wants to pass the ball. He will pass the ball, but not if the ball keeps slipping through the hands. You can make mistakes once. You can make mistakes maybe twice, but repeated mistakes have to get fixed in a championship culture. Follow me? Or else the ball can't be passed. What does that mean for us? Okay, expansion. What does that mean for us? Your performance is going to matter. Your performance matters. Now, it doesn't matter in terms of our personal relationship, but it matters in terms of, hey, if you want to grow, you want to expand, the best athletes are going to get the ball. I'm sorry to say it, but that's part of the job. And so if that's what you want, if that's in your cards, you want to grow, well then, now you know that that's going to be part of it. It's taking responsibility for that success and looking inward when it's not where you want it to be, right? We're going to help you. But I've seen failure in this organization come two places. When leaders are only focused on passion and not numbers, they run their business off passion and not numbers. So leadership, okay, and then accountability or taking responsibility for the goal, for the results that you have. If you're under our average of 340 members and you're at 290 and you're not where you are, it's not because of the market. It's not because of HQ. It's not because of the cold weather outside. It's not because your hands are swollen today. It is because the playbook is not being executed, okay? And now I go there because I want you to watch out for the pitfalls. I want you to watch out for the pitfalls. And if you hear people blaming anyone else in life in general, it's usually their responsibility, okay? Make sense to you? And I'm preaching to myself as well. And when we all take responsibility and accountability for ourselves, now we can put players on the floor in a championship team that can go out and win the championship because we're all accountable. We don't have to hire people and then hold them accountable. We hire people that are already accountable that can add to our team.
some expectations from us.
We're always putting your profitability first. What I mean by that, I mean the brand new franchise partner first model, which I'll explain a little bit more in depth in a moment.
The franchise partner first revenue model has a tagline. There's a FP first revenue card in Domo. It's right here.
It's right here in your Domo. You guys will get access to your Domo if you don't already have it.
And this right now, let's see. Let's give you the real-time numbers. Just in the last, say, month, this has brought the last 2 months, just because that's what pulled up, has brought nearly 70 grand, 60 grand to the system with product sold online that we could easily just take ourselves.
But this is the most obvious example of putting franchise partners first from a profitability standpoint. It's called the franchise partner first revenue model. Your physical territory now comes with a digital territory. Even if you didn't sign with one, you've already got one. The digital territory, everything inside of that radius, everything inside of your territory, all products, all services, you sell it, we support it, and then together we innovate it. So that 60,000 I'm talking about is revenue that happens when you're asleep that's added to your top line and your bottom line. So just one nuance of many, many nuances. Like Bluebell PA last night made 6 sales. Happened to be all to the same person. Matt Butcher must be buying his wife some Christmas presents or something. Because I got all this info here, and let's see. So then they made about, they did 100 and then maybe like 20, about $22 to the bottom line. That location last night when they were sleeping. So that's one thing that's going to give a nod to you on how radical we are in terms of getting to our vision, which is to the moon, which is 10,000 locations, okay? And we're going to do that through building franchise partner empires. That's the only way we're going to do it. We're not going to get there. That's a really hard, like nearly impossible goal. There's like a really small chance that that even comes to fruition if we do everything perfect. And to maximize the chances of that, putting more money in your pocket to open more gyms was the goal. So we're willing to take a back seat. Like most franchisors, they want to what's called go OTT or over the top, and they want to be the first wave of revenue when revenue comes in from the internet. We're taking the back seat and we're sitting underneath. You're the first wave. It's just one nuance, okay? What's that? Exactly. We want to make sure that you know when we say people first that we actually mean it. And we say pride and results second is our core value, that we actually mean that through the first core value, which is people first. Like your results matter, but what really matters is your generational wealth that you're building for your family. We don't have lending partners. We're not a public company. We're family owned. We have no obligation quarter over quarter to go make returns for anybody that gave us money. So therefore, we get to make long-term decisions with the economic model of the business and put you in a position to take first position on the economic model. You'll learn more. I'm not going to go too deep into the Domo and stuff. You guys are going to learn. That's just our business intelligence tool that automates all your numbers for you. So that's a new thing that rolled out in October. So we're always going to put you first. That doesn't mean you always get what you want, though. Can I just caveat that? It doesn't mean that you just get what you want when you want it because it's people first. People first means you have a vision, and it's your vision, and it's not our vision. And I have no skin in the game on what your vision is. If you want to open, somebody here is going to have 200 gyms in the next 5 years. Somebody will. But whether it's 200 or one, that doesn't matter to me. I have no skin in that game. Bridget Earnhardt down in Steel Creek, North Carolina, she said, Devin, I like feel bad because you know all these people around me that are like wanting to grow, and I really don't. I just want to stay put in my one gym, and I want to get to 500 members, and I want to love on my community, and I want to spend more time with my kids. I'm going to make 25 grand a month in profit, and I want to live that lifestyle. I'm like, that's great. How can I help you do that even better? How can we make that 25 into 35? How can we take that 500 membership to 650? It's your goals and your lens. So it's really important here to make sure that your vision is up front, right? We're going to get to our goal. Like, and hopefully you guys don't find this offensive. We're going to get there with or without you, right? And I don't mean to say that we don't need you. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that we will relentlessly pursue that goal until we reach it, regardless of whether you open one or 10, that you going from one to 10 because the organization wants to and you don't want to, and you feel pressure to do that, is not a situation or scenario that I ever want anybody to feel like they're under when they're part of the brand. You guys follow me on that? So one or 200, it doesn't matter. It's your goal. And then we're gonna wake up and prove something every day. That's our goal here. I can't promise we're gonna be perfect. I can't promise we're not gonna make mistakes. And I can't promise that you're not gonna like some of this, that you will like all the decisions that we make as an organization. We'll do the very best that we can to explain it to you, to explain why. There's a family meeting that happens every quarter that is like transparency, here it is, here's all the issues, here's all the successes, and well, here it is, right? And then here's the issues we have, here's the solutions for the issues. Let's go out and let's talk about it, right? Let's talk about it. Let's be open and let's talk about it. So we're going to improve something every day. That's what you can expect from us. When we first started in 2015, I remember, I don't know, Dylan, you were here. You remember this. Do you remember when we used to do the, Jenna, you might have been here. You're 17, right? 17? 16. You probably remember this too. 15 and 16, I would have a whiteboard for our top 10. We do our top 10. We do a recognition call every month, and now it's like live streamed and it has like graphic design cut in and overlays and treatments and all that. It used to just be a whiteboard, and I would literally train camps, get done with it at 9:30 camp, just look like hell, just be sweaty, just like after 6 hours of running camps. And I'd come on, I'd do the recognition call, and I'd write 1 through 10 in the location and the top line revenue, and I'd just do a little video. Okay, well, it used to be 45,000. Was the number one gym, about 45,000, 50,000. We were all like, let's go. The original goal is like 25,000 a month. Last month, we had a gym do $233,000 in 1 month. We had 16 gyms in the Million Dollar Club. We'll have at least 16 gyms in the Million Dollar Club this year. 36 gyms had their best month ever in November. And the Naples, Florida location was the 233 one. They're the biggest location. They just passed Lake Norman as the biggest location, which makes me so happy. Now, I'm competitive. So I told Holly, I'm like, Holly, I'm coming for you in 2024. But it's that healthy competition, right? It's Holly and I are very good friends. We met way before Burn started, and she's down in Florida and she's setting the standard for the organization. So as a franchise partner, you have the ability to set the standard. She's not the only one that's ever been up in that type of range. Last month, the Jupiter, Florida location that's the first one that comes to my mind, did 135,000, right? And everyone in between. And so my point is, back from 2015 till now, you go from 45 in top line with the number one gym to 240 in the top. I mean, think about that increase and everything that's had to happen to get there, right? Everything that's had to happen to get there has been strategic. And we've had the goal to keep pushing those GORs or gross operating revenues, GORs, that's how we language our monthly revenue. We've had an opportunity to push that up, and we have. So this is the opportunity for you today. As we sit here, we're at 500, just under 600,000 on an average gym per year. So in an average gym per year, you have about $600,000 in revenue. Our goal is to go to 1 million. At 1 million, we will be the top spot in boutique franchising, the top spot. At 600, we're two or three. Every month, we're two or three. There's one company out there that does it well. With the advent of the app, that's going to be the thing that takes us over the edge. So I know I'm probably over my time. Surprise, surprise. But I wanted to make sure that we just had like a candid conversation around the expectations that we have as a partnership, because, you know, we care about you guys so deeply. Like, there's now 600 franchise partners, and that's, you know, like, so like you guys would be considered like two, like, you know, you're one agreement, but two, so 600 people. And, you know, my goal is to build a relationship with each one of you, and not obviously my internal team here as well, but each one of you, because together is the only way that we go forward. There's been ups and downs. There's been times when there's been distrust in HQ. There's been times when a pandemic hit. There's been time. But at the end of the day, if you go back and look at track record of the relationship that we have, you don't really go from zero locations to 350 plus operating in 10 years this efficiently. There's been bumps in the road, but it's been pretty damn efficient to go from a parking lot to third in the world, second in the world in 10 years. There's been a lot of growth there. There's been a lot of humility there, and there's been a lot of learning and growing for myself, Morgan, our team, but also our system as a whole. We have our Burn Media Co. team that's going to be here to support you this week from the marketing and media side. I know all of us aren't marketing people, right? And a lot, but this is a marketing company, and you need to understand that that partnership is a really important one. If you, in your head right now, you're like, oh, I'm not a marketing person. I don't know. Social media thing. You need them, okay? All right. Any questions for me? Anybody? I got time. Think. No, I don't have time. You guys can. You should know better than give me 15 minutes. I'm not. I can't do just 15 minutes. It's not. There's too much to say. Okay. Well, we're gonna have a Q&A later this week. So bring everything that you have. I'm wide open book, right? And whether it's something you experienced that's great that you want to share, a question about what you've learned, or a question about what you've heard. All right, I'm here to answer, to clear up anything that you need clarification on. And I just look forward to having you all here for this amazing week. It's an amazing week. You're not going to forget this week. It's hard, but aren't the hard things the ones that we remember? Right? I'm just warming up. I'm just getting started. I was going hard. Now I'm going harder. I was going hard. Now I'm going harder. I was going hard. Now.